no, he's not trying to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Can't understand Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's sports night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit.
Look at your buddy LeBron James on television right now. Your buddy LBJ.
Yeah, the hero worship begins.
Look at LeBron. King James.
Can't do it.
Does he ever put... I've never seen him on TV before.
No. Can't do it. Can you watch another LeBron interview? Can't do it.
Oh.
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
And LeBron and D-Wade with their little outfits.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Look at this. Look what's here.
He looks like a pizza delivery guy, too.
He's even got the hat on. He looked like Fernando Rodney the other way.
Look at that. With his hat on backwards.
Sideways, too, though. Like, kind of to the side. Kelly.
And you know what?
Come in here so we can look at you.
If my girlfriend was home by herself, I wouldn't let him in the house.
No.
Because you know what? He would deliver more than pizza. He probably would deliver sausage, too.
EP would be the classic pizza delivery guy in a triple X movie.
Right.
In an adult film.
Hey, did you order...
Hi, baby.
Hey, did you order sausage with this pizza?
You really do look like that.
Am I right, Mark?
Yeah, he really does.
No, I would say, leave the pizza outside the door and don't come in our house.
This is June 2nd, 2014, here on Sports Night with Parker and Man, and it begins our Juniza month.
Juniza, Gunzutai.
It's combining June with pizza. We should see if this is going to be a world record. Has anybody ever eaten just pizza for a full month?
Other than Wojo, you're saying?
We need to check this. I'm serious. I want it in the Guinness Book of World Records if we're about to start a record-setting month here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. It means that we're going to be taste-testing various pizzas, local pizzerias from around the Metro Detroit area.
Put anybody on television, Mark. 25 years ago, he'd be on TV on the right.
Was that Jonah Hill from like 12 years ago?
Brian Windhurst or whatever.
What is his expertise?
Well, he covered LeBron in Cleveland. He got a job with ESPN for that. So he covered.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
Please.
How about that guy going to a church in South Los Angeles yesterday, a black church, and getting a kind of a rousing.
Who?
Donald Sterling.
I got what he went there for. He went there for what? Appeasement?
Somebody, the way they termed it to me was, you know, he walked in, there was kind of some frowns and some whispers, and then he took out a suitcase and started throwing hundreds of
dollar bills. And then they
everybody said, Donald Sterling's in the house.
Did he go to church in blackface?
No, he was right there in his usual getup with a sport coat and an open collared shirt, and he stood up and he waved to the crowd. There was one guy off to the side who had this one of these faces on him. But even he was still going like.
But you're not supposed to be clapping in church anyway. Who are you clapping for?
Dude, what do you want to tell you?
There's only one person, the Lord. Who are you clapping for?
Predominantly black church in South Los Angeles. I don't know why he went there. He doesn't practice the religion anyhow, and he just was there. I guess he was there at the invitation or at the behest of someone in the church, and Sterling had nothing better to do, so he showed up. Maybe he didn't know where he was. You know, he's got the whole Alzheimer's thing kicking in, unfortunately.
Well, he thought he was going to...
I say unfortunately because never make fun of Alzheimer's.
He thought he was going to one of his buildings and he was going to evict some black and Mexican
people. Oh, that what it was?
That was his...
Is that the thing? He didn't even realize what he was doing?
He said, hey, you out, you with the cape on, you with the robe on, you out, you
and
out,
do you all live in this one room?
Exactly.
What's going on here? Why is everybody in one room? I don't understand what's happening here.
Unbelievable.
So our pizza place tonight, just to let you know... our pizza du jour place, first one, give it up, Rob Parker, to Bob's Pizza Palace. It's on 7 Mile. They've been around for 47 years. How about that? Bob's Pizza Palace, you can check them at bobspizzapalace.com. and the pictures alone will get your mouth a-watering. What we're going to do is we're going to try Bob's Pizza. He's brought a couple of pies here. EP went and got them. And we're going to rate them and have fun with them, and you're going to get to see it. Because you can watch us at parkerandtheman.com, as always, or premiersportstalknetwork.com.
And, Mark, we got a lot to do tonight. Obviously, the Tigers have the night off. They come from the West Coast trip where they went 3-4 and looked just awful, listless in getting
shut
out.
Brad Ausmus said they were flat.
Flat.
They were flat.
Who are you, Mark Spindler?
They were.
What do you mean flat? What do you mean flat?
Brad Ausmus looked right into the camera like I'm doing now and said, we're flat. He's very calm about it. We're flat against that kid, Elias or Elias or however, Rowenis, Rowenis Elias.
From Cuba. He defected, right? Didn't he defect from Cuba?
Actually, Rod Allen had the best line, you know, because Mario Mpemba was talking about the pressure on the kid, and Rod said, ho, ho, ho. This kid took like 2 months to get here by a boat, and we're not talking, you know, Paul Allen's yacht.
Right, so nothing's going to scare him. Oh, Cabrera's coming up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let me tell you about the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
With the sharks.
On this thing they call the boat, which was probably more like a dinghy. Right. He came over from Cuba, the 90 miles to, you know, Key West on a dinghy. He did come here, though, by boat. So that couldn't have been a very happy time. So obviously pressure to this Rowenis Elias guy was kind of nothing yesterday, and he showed it with the complete game shutout.
And the Tigers looked feeble, had three hits. I don't know, even in the ninth inning, they went down like really quickly and easily.
Part of the order, too.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Two pop-ups and a ground out. It was Kinsler, Cabrera, and V-Mart, and he had his fastest fastball in the ninth inning. He just did it 95 mph. So he was dialing it up. And he wasn't that unhittable. I mean, I told you when you walked in, I said, and you're screaming with Gary about how terrible the Tigers are. And I said, you know, as good as he was, I just didn't see where the unhittable part was. The guy even said he had not pitched a complete game since single A ball. It's the only one he's ever pitched was in single A ball.
Well, but he made this one look pretty easy. I mean, it was amazing. But more,
you know, by the way, the performance before? He got lit up by the Angels.
Right. He got lit up.
Lit up.
Like a Christmas tree. And this is the other thing. I think it's just a terrible, terrible weekend for the Tigers.
Is this double terrible?
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
It's double terrible.
Yes.
Not just terrible.
Right, like double wow.
It's like a Jim Price double wow. Nice area.
Nice area. How do you go to Seattle, Mark? No King Felix and no Robinson Cano for the whole weekend.
And by, you know, hey.
What?
You
told me the lineup didn't have anybody. They had two guys who hit
two
over
guys.
248.
248, right.
That's what you told me.
Right, two guys.
There's nobody in the lineup, and they win two games?
And one of them was Cano. Huh?
Unbelievable.
Now, all I heard was that Cano had a hand situation. But every time they showed him, because he talks with his hands a lot. I don't know if you've seen Robinson Cano. He's going like, I didn't see anything wrong with his hands. It just seemed like he's talking to his teammates. Hey,
but that guy plays every day for him to miss four.
No, I know.
Games.
I'm not
ripping
on Cano for not getting in there.
You know there's something going on.
And no Felix Hernandez. Yeah, that's the bigger one.
I'm just saying, when you go to Seattle and you have no King Felix and no Cano, that's a sweep.
Willie Bloomquist beat him.
Mark, and he hits a home run off of Scherzer. Bloomquist was bad. No. The Brad Miller. Brad Miller's home run, Mark. He's batting 150 at the time of the home run.
Yep. I like the fact that Bloomquist had a pretty bust-out weekend.
He had a couple of big RBI doubles. He played well.
You had to like chisel the dust off of Willie Bloomquist. You had a pickaxe and night goggles.
First, I thought it was John Bloom. I thought it was the Bloomer.
Now, what was your friend? Who was your buddy that used to play with the Blue Jays? Was similar. We saw him at spring training. Brumfield. That's
Jacob Brumfield.
Brumfield. I get those two confused.
You remember that?
Willie Bloomquist and Jacob Brumfield. I don't know why I do it all the time. And they're not, you know.
No, one's white,
they're
one's
from different
black.
Families.
Right, exactly. That's a brother.
No, but that's more of a name thing with me. It's not just, you know, who they are, what kind of position players are.
I know what you mean.
Some reason, every time I see Willie Bloomquist, I think, is that right? No, that's Jacob Brumfield.
Right. Jacob was my guy. Hey, Mark, 248-848-1130 is the number.
You want to start the thing?
Let's get it started because we got a lot to do.
My name's Mark. Welcome to the program on this big time Monday. The guy across from me is a guy who is revving up. You're not going to believe this. Listen up, people. He's revving up for World Cup Soccer 2014. This weekend, you ready for this, Gary? You won't even know this. He had an international friendly with a box of cupcakes. I just like how they say international friendly.
And guess who was left with cream on?
Your international friendly person? He had an international friendly with a box of cupcakes.
The cupcakes. The cupcakes had the cream.
Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
That's right. It is sports night with Parker and the man on a Monday night, Metro Detroit. EP, Gary, Nick, and his video streaming minions. We got Josh. We got Scott. They're all on the other side of the glass. I guess they took pictures of pizza. Is that what
they're
it was?
Taking and now pictures of the pizzas. You can see it at our Parker and the Man Facebook page.
And now we'll be able to try the pizza and all that. But, yes, Mark, so much to do, so little time. And I want to talk and kick the show off with people like you, Mark, who were huge with a capital H.
Oh, I can't wait. Hold on. People like me
who were huge. I said were huge.
You don't want to hear that. So I'm not huge anymore.
Exactly. So you don't want to.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not a good thing when I'm talking about you were
trying to think
what
huge. This is going to be.
You were a huge newspaper reader, right?
That could have been a lot worse.
You had to have your sports section.
Yes, I was. Have been since I was a child.
Gary, were you that way? Newspaper, you had to read the sports section? Absolutely.
Since
right?
I was a child.
Okay.
Growing up in Chicago, we got the Daily News, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Trib. We got three papers when I was growing up in Chicago.
Mark, for me, as a kid, 9 years old, read the Daily News, which was the morning paper, in the morning on the way to school, the New York Post, afternoon paper on the way home from school, and I delivered the Long Island Press, which was an afternoon home delivery kind of paper, right?
Sure.
So I'm with you. Three papers a day, loved it, the whole nine yards. I think we might have the official, and I say this seriously, and it breaks my heart, death of the newspaper in this town.
Why today? Why is what?
They've changed, according to people on the know, they've changed the deadlines for the free press and news. Mark, in the old days, I don't know, the last deadline was about 1 something in the morning so that you could get quotes. You know, you would get a finished paper.
You're talking just sports here or the...
No, the whole thing. But sports is always the latest,
but
right?
If there's a late-breaking story.
Okay.
Right, okay.
The new deadline, supposedly, from what I'm hearing, is 10:30.
Like, done at 10:30.
Dead.
Like...
Done. Can't open it up again. Nothing.
We were talking about an airplane. It's in the air at 10:30.
Done. Can't do anything. And I'm just asking, this is my question.
Tell people how that affects them, though.
Okay, so when you get the paper now, Tiger game goes till 10:15, or no quotes. So you get like a running story. You won't hear comments from Brad Ausmus.
That game doesn't end until 10:35. What happens?
In the paper there'll be no local
game at Comerica Park will not be in the morning paper.
There'll be a feature, this is the final edition. You didn't get the early edition that goes to Traverse City or something or whatever. You're getting the paper in the city that won't have the final score of the Tiger game in it. I mean...
This is for both papers?
Yeah. We got to remember, they have the joint JOA.
No, I know. I didn't
JOA.
Know if they made me say, look, we'll stretch the news out a little longer. The free press will be 10:30.
This is what I'm hearing. And, Mark...
Does this mean people will lose jobs?
No.
Is there no night shift group of people that would need
It just means that they're...
What's the point of this, then?
Saving money.
How?
Because you're not doing any more late edition. You're not... Another run means more papers or whatever, so they're going to do everything earlier, so it'll be less. You won't have that late edition.
Well, I'll tell you what's weird to me is all the paper boxes that are gone, even if I wanted to get a paper, forget home delivery.
You got to go into a store to get a paper.
You got to go store. But there's all these, like, dead paper boxes still out there. Dead... They're corroded. They're rusted out. Looks terrible. Let's just remove these paper boxes.
It's a sad thing. For news guys like us and guys like me, Mark, who work in the business for 25 years as a newspaper reporter, that's all I ever wanted to be. You know that. To see this happen and in a city like this is, you know, when they first stopped all the home delivery only a couple days a week, they went down to that. Now you're telling me that.
Well, I'll tell you later why I don't get the paper anymore.
And I was going to say, you used to get... Both papers.
Both papers for years delivered
to my
home.
Delivered to your house.
Free press and news.
And you had never and then you got the news, right, when I went to the news?
I'd always gotten both papers.
Right.
Free press and news before I ever knew, I'd never heard of
you. And then when I left the news, you stopped, right? Was that it?
That's why I was going to tell it as a story, but there's a reason. Well, do the thing first.
Time for the official sports night with Parker and the man. Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
I got to tell you, Milo Hamilton, I never tire of that call. Do you?
No, that's why we play it. It sounds great. We don't. Are you kidding?
I know Milo Hamilton's one of the iconic best sports baseball broadcasters in all sports. He did basketball, he did football, but baseball was his thing. That's his wheelhouse. Never get tired of hearing that. And good, because we're running it every day. So that means, of course, that we're honoring the 40th anniversary of the Henry Aaron home run to break Babe Ruth's mark, the Salt and the Swat, the Bambino. Hey, hey! And it also tells you that it's 7:15 in Metro Detroit. So it's helpful, informative, yet entertaining. You're wearing your hat funny, EP. You're wearing your little Spurs hat funny.
Oh, look at that.
He's wearing a Spurs. Comes in with his Spurs hat.
So, Mark, talk about
it. San Antonio loves you.
You used to get the papers.
Yes. Yeah, so,
and then when I took the buyout in 2008.
That was it. I was done because of what you told me was going on with other people that I knew as well at
behind the
paper.
Behind the scene, right.
So it kind of came to a head, and I'll never forget it. We got the thing in the mail to resubscribe for, I think I was on a six-month thing. We just did it every 6 months.
Right.
And I didn't. And like 2 weeks after I didn't send it in, I got a call. You know, is there a problem? What can we do for you? And I went crazy on the lady about what I felt about the newspapers. She had to put up with my rant about the Free Press and News's current situation at that time. Is there, and she listens to the whole thing, Rob, and says, is there anything we can do to still change your mind to get the paper
right
back?
Oh, no.
I said, if you were to lay it in my driveway for free.
I wouldn't read it.
I would not read it. It would
wow.
sit there. I'd throw them in the garbage. So don't bother. Just because you told me. And it wasn't because, I mean, because Rob got
right.
big TV.
Right.
It was because of everybody that was going through this hell that the paper put a lot of people through, not just yourself.
But you always knew, Mark, you were a close person to me. And, you know, you knew way before I wound up taking that buyout. That was just the last straw. But I had told you, like, what, a year or two before?
Before
what,
that. You were ready to go from that place.
I kept saying, if I could get a buyout,
I got
right?
the Eli face going.
Well, because I told you that. You know
bitter
that.
Bitter beer face.
I said to you, I said, if I could get a buyout,
it was not all, if, when you're going to
yeah,
get a buyout.
Because it was a headache. It had become non-fun.
And go tell people that you could not have been from the paper.
No, I know. That was the false story that they put out that, oh, yeah, it's a union newspaper. You can't get fired. And people were going around, oh, you got fired from the. No, I didn't. Did not get fired.
No.
Can't get fired.
I stopped telling people that tale. I just said, didn't happen. Do whatever
right,
you
just
want.
Just whatever you want. Right, right. I'm not going to argue with it. But anyway, 248-848-1130.
Like a couple other things in your life that didn't happen.
Right.
Or that did happen.
Right.
And that were false.
Right.
Well, but not by you.
I know
by
what
other
you mean.
People.
Hey.
We could do this for 2 hours. We won't do
right.
it.
Right. But anyway, 248-848-1130. Do you still get the paper, I guess, is the question. And now hearing this, if you buy a paper and there are no Tiger final score in the paper, would that stop you even further from buying a paper or getting a paper? As a guy, it breaks my heart. I'll tell you right now, I love the newspaper business. I love the newspaper. That's why I got into this business. And Mark, it's breaking my heart. It is. We're on the last legs
now,
of a lot of newspapers.
I'd like to know the difference between the people that literally gave up the paper and, like me, I'll go online every day. I'll see the headlines from the Freep and the News.
Right.
I go to freep.com and detnews.com. I do it every day. It's not like I don't know what's going on. I read there.
But you just don't
read. But I cherry pick what I want to read. Pick and choose. I used to go front to back on those two papers.
Mark,
I didn't care what it was.
You couldn't have. I'm sorry. Me? Breakfast in the morning, I had to have my paper.
The whole paper.
Right?
Wasn't just a sports section.
Right, I read the paper.
Now I cherry pick what I want at the two websites. Thank goodness they're still free. You make me pay for them, I'm not going to do that either.
Well, you know what? They blew it because they should have charged from day one, and because they didn't. Once you didn't charge people, Mark, you know what? You could never go back.
But they had to have done the math and said, look, we can do well on the advertiser support. No?
I'm going to tell you what the newspaper business blew it. They thought that the newspaper was the product, the physical newspaper. That's what they thought was the. Oh no, people will always want their paper,
even if we have the online editions.
The content is the product. It's not the physical paper. So I'm giving you right. I'm giving you donuts without you having to go to the bakery, get in your car and drive to. What would you do? Would you go? Would you ever go back to the bakery?
If you bring me donuts,
I'm good.
Bring me
donuts to my house. Why would I go?
God, you know what? The day that this little machine in front of me can get me donuts, I am so in.
It'll be all over.
Dude, and you know what? Forget the donuts, because I'm looking right at Bob's Pizza Palace. And if these pizzas could somehow magically make their way to our little room here, oh, do you think that can happen, Rob?
I don't think so.
Yes, I believe that will be happening.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Buster! What up, buddy boy?
Oh, not so much. I just wanted, well, first of all, if Hunter Jackson and Avila don't start hitting a little bit better, they might have to activate Darnell Coles. You know, he's 52 today, by the way.
Is this Darnell Coles' birthday?
God bless him. Too.
He's a former Seattle Mariner, too.
He's a day older than my buddy Mark Watson, who was 52 yesterday. Of course, Jim Maloney, the old fireballer for the Reds, is 74 today. And before I start talking about the situation with the newspapers, do you two still check out the Babes?
Check out the Babes?
Yeah.
Do we check out Babes?
And what paper? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about like on the street.
Of course.
Well, just wanted to know.
No, I don't check out.
No,
Babes.
I ignore them every time I see them.
They are who we thought they were.
Why do you ask that?
Well, I check out every hot Babes. Like I was checking out.
I'm shocked by that.
About 25 minutes ago, because our wins are quite frankly is. We're getting a lot of these sort of porkers over here too. So these days.
But, look at you,
Buster. That's a pretty nice. You got on.
Yeah. Well, you know. The truth isn't nice a lot of the times, Mark.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. The papers, well, I've been reading newspapers since I was three, and I remember I used to read when both was Free Press, the News, over here with the Windsor Star, we had Jack Dalmage and some other really great Ken Fathers. I used to talk to them on the phone quite a bit. And then, of course, with Detroit papers, you had Joe Falls and Kurt Sylvester and Michael Herrera and some of the other great writers, S.F. Kavanaugh, and all these people are gone now. And I'm not saying that today's writers aren't good. They are, but, you know, they have to report things a lot differently than the people back 40, 50 years ago.
No, that's because the newspapers are so afraid. They're in bed with the teams. It's totally different. They're so afraid.
They've always been in bed with
the teams. Not like this. Not like this, Buster. Trust me when I tell you this. They're afraid that people are going to cancel their subscriptions. They're scared if people are negative about the teams. They sugarcoat everything. Headlines are falsified. You know, like they want to put a positive spin. It's always like a question mark on something. Are the Tigers struggling? Question mark. They lost 10 out of 14. Instead of just putting a headline and say Tigers are terrible, they wouldn't put that headline.
Well, you know they're not going to do that. But, they're kind of in bed with management. But from what I hear on the radio these days, a lot of these so-called fans are a lot less educated about the way their teams. They want to be lied to and hated to that way. I mean, I'm not saying everybody when I was a kid, but was sort of an intelligent and educated fan. But like you knew when the Tigers, the Lions, the Pistons, the Red Wings were going badly. Now they try to put. Now it's like. A lot of these fans now just want this spoon-fed tablet.
Absolutely, Buster. The fans get mad now if you tell them that their team is bad. I've never seen anything like it.
If you want to blame something for the reason why fans are maybe less educated in your mind than they were in past times, there's that commercial.
No, you brought it up.
I know. Now I want to do the commercial?
No, go ahead. Just go ahead.
If you want to blame something, blame the fact that most younger people don't get their news anymore from newspapers. Newspapers could make you edumacated.
And now what? And now, you know what, Mark? And now most of these websites, a lot of them are just trying to get hits. So there's always like
they don't know what they're looking at anymore.
Watch this cute video. How many times am I going to see a cat and a dog playing and a baby yawning?
Even
all that other stuff. And
but
it's
even
not
the
news.
Flash and dash that ESPN or someone else offers you with just you just went through a 3-hour baseball game and you've got it down to 35 seconds of highlights.
Right.
It's become a highlight world, we know, but I think that has really taken a toll. I'm going to give Buster some credit on how much people become knowledgeable sports fans.
Do you still?
Where did you learn your sports when you were a kid? Off TV?
No.
Hell no, from
the
newspaper.
I read the paper religiously. All right, 248-848-1130. Do you still get the paper? Do you still read the sports sections? Do you not do it anymore? I mean, I want to know people who used to do it who have stopped, who have just won't
I'll also
do
tell
it.
You one of the biggest
differences.
And what
are the papers cost now, $1? I mean, $1?
I don't even know anymore,
The
Rob.
Paper is this thin. The paper is like toilet paper. That's how thin it is.
Well, if it's a buck, then it's good usage. You can get that and you use it later at night.
Well, but I don't want...
Just don't get all that stuff on your hands.
I don't want Beetle Bailey on my backside.
Beetle Bailey? But I will tell you another major difference.
Hagar, horrible. How's that?
Between newspapers today and newspapers yesterday. This is not like a comparison of the years, but one huge difference. And Rob will, I guarantee you Rob will agree with this. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker the Man. Bob's Pizza Palace
coming
is
in
the house.
I'm hungry. Let's do it.
We're going to bring it in. Detroit's 1130, WDFM the Fan. And yeah, for a Monday, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
Hope you had a great weekend. I think even Rob hopes you do. I don't know. He must be very happy today for something. But if you were driving around this weekend, you went up north, you came back, I hope you didn't have any problems. But if you did, or even if you just need routine maintenance now that we're smack dab in the front of June, then you need to take your car, truck, or van to the great people. That's Mike and his pros at Expert Car Care, Rob Parker.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything, doesn't matter what it is, something as simple as a wiper blade, something as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention these two guys right here, these two, you know what I'm talking about, something good will happen to you.
You mean like Parker and a Man? Go ahead, do that, and you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
You're talking about $100 no holla. So $100 right there in savings just for saying, Parker the Man, how easy can you get it? Expert Car Care, they got locations for you at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It is Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Wrap is next.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, we're about to eat some za from Bob's Pizza Palace. You'll get to check it out if you're watching us at parkerandtheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com.
I feel dirty. Somebody going to watch us eat?
I'm telling you, we're going to go for a record. But this is the start of Juneza. Here at AM 1130 WDFN The Fan. You combine June with a little pizza. And, Rob, what do you get? You get good eating for a whole month.
You know what? I had a great diet. Now, 20 days, I'm going to blow it.
Dude, and how good does this pie look?
It looks good. It's delicious.
Bob's Pizza Palace, 7 Mile. But let's do a little sports
wrap. All right, time for a sports wrap. It is time. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Tigers off tonight after the 3-4 Western trip. Begin the series with Toronto tomorrow. Comerica with Anibal Sanchez on the mound. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals begin Wednesday. New York Rangers at the L.A. Kings, Staples Center. First time ever for that cup matchup in the finals. They did meet in 1981 when the NHL was still matching up Eastern and Western teams all the time. They did meet. The Kings and the Rangers have met before. NBA Finals start Thursday, Miami at San Antonio. They have met before, too, like last year. Let the rematch begin. Other baseball, American League Indians lead the Red Sox 2-0 second. Mariners, they had to fly all the way to New York after, of course, playing the Tigers in Seattle. At Yankee Stadium, up 1-0 in the second. Kyle Seager already got a triple in that game. Interleague Series, Marlins lead the Rays 3-0 in the second inning. No score, Twins, Brewers, Royals, Cardinals coming up. White Sox and Dodgers go at 10-10. National League, Mets over the Phillies 1-0 second. Pirates and Padres at Petco at 10-10. Major League Baseball draft is this Thursday. Tigers have the 23rd pick in round one of the 14th draft. French Open tennis, quarterfinal action time is getting to that point. Men's number one, Rafael Nadal, into the quarters again in Paris with an easy 6-1, 6-2-1 blowout. David Ferrer also into the quarters with a four-set win over Kevin Anderson. Andy Murray also. For the women, Sloane Stephens out. There goes your American there. Losing to the fourth seed, Simona Halep, 6-4-3. Sarah Arani, a winner, 7-6-6-2 over Yelena Jankovic. This is Belmont Week. California Chrome goes for the first horse racing Triple Crown since affirmed with Steve Coffin up in 1978. The draw is Wednesday morning for the 146th running at Belmont Park, New York on Saturday. Mile and a half, baby. Mile and a half. PGA event this week is the St. Jude in Memphis, just 1 week before the start of the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, North Kakalaki. Phil Mickelson will play the St. Jude in Tennessee following the FBI probe into possible insider trading. Mickelson's comment was, "I've done absolutely nothing wrong." He plans on playing in Memphis and then going to Pinehurst for the U.S. Open. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Okay, let the Juniza begin. This is, where did Rob go? He's not even here for his Bob Pizza Palace experience. Bob's Pizza Palace, 7 Mile Road. It's 2510 if you're looking for an address. Right there just before Evergreen in the 7 Evergreen Shopping Plaza. I'm looking right at it. And I'm looking at their website as well. And they got all sorts of good-looking stuff. But their motto is pizza the way you like it for 47 years. Bob's right there. Here's your number. Use it. 313-538-2742. 313-538-2742. I was going to do the ceremonial first bite with Rob as we begin Juniza 2014. We've never done this before. But to heck with them. What, you want me to wait? Oh, come on. What am I? What am I, 12? All right, are you ready for the ceremonial first bite? For Juniza 2014, Bob's Pizza Palace.
You know I had to warm mine
Detroit, up. Michigan, baby. Detroit. Can you see us okay? Are we good?
Mm.
Hold on.
Very nice. Delicious.
We're supposed to be talking. No, Gary, you got to pump up that volume.
What do I have here? Is this the meat lovers or something? Because there's a lot of meat on this.
You have, looks like pepperoni, mm-hmm. ham, sausage.
Mm. What are you laughing at? There's a lot of sausage on this one.
How many pictures you taken? I'm not going to see all these pictures. I have to check them out. Now the other one.
That has everything on it.
This, we can say this every day, probably. No.
Lunch is delicious.
Say it as we believe it. This is delicious.
It is. It's very, very good. Outstanding.
Since 1966. We're on the air right now. People love it when we eat on the air.
It's okay. So there we go. Bob's Pizza Palace. It's on West 7 Mile at Evergreen.
Fast hot delivery, 15-minute pickup.
Wow. Right.
That is really good, dude. Outstanding, great crust, and I'm a sauce guy. You know, I'm the sauce guy.
You love the sauce.
I'm the sauce man.
You know what? When you were younger, I think you used to get lost in the sauce.
I did. I lost in the pizza sauce. Handmade sauce from Bob's. No, look, dude, I can see the stuff. Go to bobspizzapalace.com, and they can do it a lot better than I can.
You know what? Nick makes me laugh.
Why? Nick Deer?
Because, yeah, Nick, like, he laughs on the sly. Like, he's not a big, but when something's funny, he goes, he'll give you a chuckle. I look back and I see him, like, chuckling a little bit. I know I reached.
I've seen his posts on, like, Facebook. He's, like, funnier than you think he is.
Really?
He doesn't come off as being, like, Mr. Yuck Yuck.
I did not know that.
You're like a closet Yuck Yuck guy, right, Nick? See? Even he does. He lays in the weeds. He's smart. You know what I mean? Flies under the radar.
All right.
We got to still talk?
Yeah, we got to still talk. Come on, finish that slice so we can get back to the show. All right, so every day.
Oh, here's the reason I was going to say about the paper.
Every day we're doing this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Every day. We're going to set the Guinness Book of World Records for eating the most pizza for an actual meal in a month's time. Mm. This is really good, dude. Good night, everybody. It's been a great night.
All right, yep. We'll see you tomorrow Monday. Night at 7.
Terrific
Sorry.
Monday.
Because I need to...
Trash talk is good or Tuesday.
I need a nap now after this.
Bob and or whoever else is over at Bob's Pizza Palace.
Who the knows? Best haircuts in Detroit are at Sports.
Here's what I was going to say about the difference between the newspaper business today and yesterday. And Rob, and I guarantee you, you're going to come to the party on this. Newspaper writers and columnists were celebrities, big timers. Think about this town. Some of the biggest celebrities we had came from both the Free Press and the news.
Bob Talbert.
Bob Talbert. Joe Falls. I mean, Neil Rubin's still around. He's kind of a celeb.
Right.
Obviously, Mitch has his minions. We know that. But back then, if you were a writer for a paper, I grew up in Chicago. Mike Royko.
Yeah, big time.
Rick Talley.
How
was
about
huge.
Jimmy Breslin in New York.
Jimmy Breslin in New York.
You knew that. You don't have to be in New York. You knew who Jimmy Breslin was.
Dick Young.
Dick Young, right.
And they all wrote for the Sporting News, or they had some of the newspaper columnists would write for the New Yorker, or they would write for various other magazines. And that still goes on. But tell me, how many of them do you really know?
You don't know them like you used to. Sporting News used to, all the great writers from around the country would be in that thing. So you would look and say, hey, Dick Young is a sports columnist for the Daily News in New York, right? And you would know that.
It was a big deal. I got into Talbert one time about somebody in Lansing, way back, I mean, when I was working there. And I thought it was a big deal that I made Bob Talbert's column. It was one of the first things I would read every time I pick up the paper was Talbert's column. The other thing was, and whether you like it or not, I used to read Hofsess and the girls that did the thing. Carol Teagarden and Diane Hofsess had their, like, celebrity thing. I like that, too.
You know what's funny is when we first started WDFN 20 years ago, Bob Talbert, I'll never forget, you know, being a new guy to Detroit or whatever, wrote a very nice thing about me and Stoney. He says something like, hey, guys, you don't have to ask Parker and Stoney how they're doing every time you call up, because it was annoying. That was Bob pointed
hey
that
guys,
out.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Right, he said, you don't have to do that. He says, but I'm really digging those guys in the afternoon. I love the sports talk, whatever. And it was really nice. It was a really nice plug in his column.
Well, don't forget, before 20 years ago, if you wanted sports talk radio of any magnitude in this town, Paige and Cameron had done a thing years ago. They had some semblance of sports talk. Other than that, there wasn't much. Now the radio.
Frank Beckman's show.
Yeah, Beckman, but I mean, it wasn't consistent. It wasn't it was not like a destination
of
sports talk
again?
Radio. What? Frank?
The show.
It's called Getting Franked.
No, it wasn't.
I don't
sports
know.
Sports rap or something, wasn't it? Sports rap.
But there was like, wasn't another thing at night?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like an hour? I thought it was only like one day a week.
No,
was
it was
that every
day?
I don't even remember it. That's how much I listened to that thing.
You don't remember Sports Rap with Frank Beckman?
I guess. I just thought that was like on a Tuesday night. Was that every day?
I thought it was a big deal when I came on there. Frank was going to grill me. His new column.
Oh, really? Was Courtney on there at the time?
No. It was just me and Frank, if I remember.
Well, maybe Courtney was sick. Because getting Courtney, I mean, he's been there a long time, Steve
right.
Courtney is.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But that all was a result of what you said about having Talbert write about you in the paper.
Right, it was a big deal.
We don't even have really much of a Talbert kind of guy. We don't have that gossipy kind of column that tells you what's going on around town. They tried to. And we have these other magazines. You know, Rob, we haven't even talked about it. I'm lamenting the ending of Real Detroit Weekly. They actually merged with Metro Times. This is just this month. It was in May. So it was just a couple weeks ago that Metro Times kind of quietly went away. I mean, Real Detroit Weekly. Both of us used to write for Real Detroit Weekly.
We had a Parker and the Man column there for years. Right, for years.
And, in fact, I think we won an award, or we got one of those things where it says best of. We actually won the best
we
column.
We did.
Do
you remember that?
Yeah. And now it's gone. And I think that's bad because I like when we have, like, local. I read those two things. Now, see, those two I do kind of read religiously. I pick them up. I like seeing a lot of ads. You get past that. I like seeing the movie reviews, some of the kind of hipper columns.
You used to write a lot of stuff, Lions stuff. You used to do Lions preview, Tigers preview.
I did that for
preview.
Observer Eccentric, too.
Right? You did a lot of that. Mark, you know what? You're one of the few guys who could write, too, as a TV guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm serious. You could write.
I think classically, that's what I was going to do originally. I was like editor of the high school news sports section in the
paper.
And all
that, right.
So I had a column called Wilson's Sporting Goods.
Is that right?
Yeah,
very
Wilson's
nice.
Sporting Goods.
Is that what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
You know what mine was.
Let me tell you, hold on, before you tell me what yours is. All the jock guys, all the athletes, this was a cool thing to actually be on the newspapers. It wasn't the nerds.
Right.
Far from it. They all, my buddy of mine played football at Northwestern. He had a column called Carve's Corner. Thank you very much. Now, what was your thing?
Mine was the Parker Pen or Parker's Pen?
Parker's Pen?
Like the, you know, the name, Parker Pen? I think it was.
Oh, that's the price. Everybody, remember? You always had to come up with some kind of clever relationship with your name.
Exactly.
To something.
And I always thought that should be sponsored by Parker Pen. They still have Parker Pens.
That was a big deal back then to do your high school news. So I went to Michigan State and thought maybe I'd get on the state news and I had other activities.
And then you were busy. You were doing stuff.
Yeah, didn't bother.
All right, 248-848-1130. It's just we wanted to pass it along.
But my first gig to get money actually was with the Northbrook News Advertiser. I forgot about that. You reminded me of all this stuff. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No. I was
just kidding. I hadn't even thought of that.
We're just talking about what looks like the demise of the papers with the early deadlines, at least for the sports sections.
Yeah, well, Rob brought it up earlier. There's a new deadline, an earlier deadline for the news in the Free Press. I mean,
10:30 is the last deadline. I mean, and that kills sports. Mark, I'm going to tell you right now, do I think they're going to go on the West Coast with the Tigers like they were just out on the West Coast? How could you go out on the West Coast with the Tigers? Why would you even go? You wouldn't go. You wouldn't make any papers.
But you'd make the internet.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. You mean, you're
every time when they're on the coast.
You're rendering now
this
the paper.
This is actually classic.
But you see what I'm saying about the death of the newspaper? You're basically, the newspaper's not worth it anymore.
Fox Sports Detroit, always, whoever's in the room, whether it be Keats or whether it be Trevor, they always ask their questions to Osmus, right? Get about five or six good ones in, and they leave the camera going, and it's always Gage after it. So Gage is still going on the road. I would assume Tom Gage would still go on the road, even if he just wrote online. Well, you bugged the eyes out of you, man. Maybe not, huh? Wow, that would get that'd be something if a 10th largest, 11th largest market doesn't cover a team, it's a major sports team on the road because it's late.
You start to look at it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, Mark. You know what?
Hey, it's always about saving money,
Mark.
So that doesn't surprise me if that happened.
What they would probably do on some trips. I'm not saying all, but they might say, first of all, there's not a lot of traffic on the internet on Saturday and Sundays. It's during the week when people are at their office at their desk. So are we sending Tom Gage to Seattle for a weekend series, Mark, when he's not going to make the paper, he will make the internet, but people don't look to the internet like that on the weekends like they do during the week. Is it worth it? That's a trip you might skip. You see what I'm saying? During the week, yes. Weekend, I don't know.
248-848-1130. We're going to have more Bob's Pizza Palace Pizza and talk more about this in the 8 o'clock hour. Little Tiger. We'll meld right into the Tigers.
We're going to get into the Tigers because I don't know about you, but there's some warning signs right now about this team.
Warning? Are you saying, Gary, you might have hit me here. Are you saying that we may have this kind of a thing happening right now because of your select warning? Turn my thing on. Because of your warning, this exact thing right here? Is that what you're saying?
Upset alert! Upset alert!
Holy! I just felt like using that. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
The following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
.755 Sports Night with Parker and the Man for a Monday. Looks like the Pistons have a new GM. His name is Jeff Bauer. He was the GM of the New Orleans Hornets before they were the Pelicans.
I thought he was on that show 24.
Jack Bauer.
Oh.
And this is spelled Bower. He coached the Hornets in 09 and 10, then left. He had Chris Paul in New Orleans, and he's currently coaching at Marist College.
In New York.
Yep. And he wants back into the NBA. He's ready to work. What happened to Stu Jackson? Could have been a money thing. Could have been a thing.
Sounds like it.
Probably not offering a whole lot. And a guy who wants to get back in would take, you know.
No, because you know why?
Discount. Get back
in. They gave all the money to Van Gundy. Yeah, he's got $7 million.
You'll make a good chunk of change, but you're not going to be paid like a real
GM. So you know what, Mark?
Classic general manager.
To me, it's like a non-move to me. Bauer doesn't move the needle to me at all.
Well, he's going to do more than clerical. I mean, he's going to make some decisions. He's going to have some decision.
I don't know. He'll be in the room, but I don't see him making decisions.
He'll be in the room.
It might be Rick Sun kind of thing. Donuts, coffee. Come on, you really think Bauer's going to move the needle?
I think he's got a background that says I could have found even cheaper and gotten an assistant guy somewhere who really could just do clerical work, be like a glorified secretary practically. Guy,
Mark,
he was a general manager of a franchise.
He wasn't even in the league. Mark, come on now. Stop it.
A lot of guys get out and do other things.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Marist College, Mark.
Yeah, what's wrong with Marist? You going to rip on it?
Yeah, I'm going to rip on Marist. I covered games at Marist College.
Okay, so what don't you like about Marist? Since you covered games.
Didn't Rick Smith
play there? Can I have another piece of pizza, please?
Would you stop? What are you going to do, eat the whole pie?
I am. It's, again, let me show you the pie. It is Bob's Pizza Palace.
I've never heard the Italian pizza music.
Where is it? He had it. He can play it. Come on. We're not above it. Beautiful. Hey, Bob's Pizza Palace is going fast.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Pizza's delicious.
It really is.
You didn't know I was Italian, did you?
I'm
from Sicily down. I'm brown from Sicily.
I don't know. That lady walked by and called you Pauly Walnuts for some reason.
Is that
I don't
right?
know.
What was that all about?
See? There you go. It's Bob's Pizza Palace on 7 Mile. We'll talk about them all night.
So this is Junita. Remember that.
This is June and pizza together. How creative are those people that we have at Woodward One? You just can't come up with anything better than that. It's the best you can come up with because that's what it is. It's June. It's pizza. It's Junita. Junita. Pizza? Junita.
Right?
Something like that. So where was I? What was I saying? Oh, Jeff Bauer. Jeff Bauer's your new, at least sources say.
It's okay, Mark, but I'm not. No, he's announced, right? He's got the job.
I guess he's got. I was hoping for something else. I mean, that's what I was hoping for. I kind of wanted Stu Jackson. I kind of wanted it to be kind of the Stan Van Gundy, Stu Jackson thing again. They had it at Wisconsin. That wasn't greatly successful, but I really wanted to see what they could do together. And quite honestly, I did follow Otis Smith, and I would have preferred Otis Smith.
I guess he didn't want back in from what I was told.
No.
He had enough of the NBA, and I guess he left with a sour taste, and he didn't want it. He didn't want a deal.
And I'm sure there are people out there who, you know, not everybody's going to come running when Stan Van Gundy calls. They're not going to come running because Detroit calls.
Well, also, too, Mark, once Stan Van has that job, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, keep talking.
You're not really the
GM. I want to listen to you talk,
you're
my
not
friend.
The GM. I mean, you're not. Stan Van's making the decisions, Mark. You're basically, you want to call him GM, you know what he is? An assistant GM. That's really what you are.
Pretty much.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you are. So it's not like you're really the GM, and there's a president above you who's not dealing with, who's not going to get in your way. Tom Wilson was the president when Joe D, right, was making basketball decisions.
That's Billy McKinney.
Right, that's a real situation where you talk about a president and a GM. Not in this case. This is Stan Van Gundy's whole thing. He's buying the groceries, and he's cooking the meal.
I think McKinney kind of bought the groceries, don't you?
No, I know. That's what I said. Yeah. I said, but that was different. Tom Wilson wasn't doing the basketball decisions then, right?
I don't think Tom Wilson really ever did the basketball decisions.
Yeah, I think he was involved a little bit too much, I think.
You mean like towards Rick Sun's
yeah.
time, right before
Joe? Well, Rick Sun, yeah, before Joe. Rick Sun was the bad one when remember the league went out on strike?
Lockout, 99. Mm-hmm.
And he brought in, remember there was 300 free agents available.
Running Loy Vaught and
Christian Laettner.
Yeah.
Those were the only two guys he came back with. And I was bad.
When was Eric Montross here?
He was there during that time.
Was he there too?
Yeah, another guy.
Woo! All right, 8 o'clock hour, a little Tiger business after the trip in Seattle.
I got real concerns, Mark.
Anybody, are you verklempt on the Tiger?
Well, I just get tired of people saying, oh, well, they're going to be okay. Oh, you know, they got track records. They'll be okay. You know what? People said the same thing about what team, Mark? The Boston Red Sox, when they got off to a little start, and people just kind of like, oh, well, they got too much talent. It can happen. Something's not right here. I hate the end of the lineup. I'm going to tell you.
Hate?
I hate the back end of that lineup, Mark. Look at the numbers. It's all come to fruition. And what I mean is those guys aren't the guys we thought they were. The beginning of the season, oh, look at this luck. Castellanos, oh, what a great rookie. He's going to bat 300, be rookie of the year, bat 230.
And making a lot of mistakes at the plate.
Mark, bad outs, you know what I mean, giving away at bats.
Swings at weird pitches over his head.
He also, what you call it, again,
way high.
They're concerned about his glove at third base. Are you not concerned? Balls that he should get, Mark.
No, he's not a classic third baseman. That's why I moved him to the outfield.
That's why they moved him to the outfield. Now they act like nothing happened. Oh, okay, well, Cabrera go back to first. Prince is gone. We'll move him to third.
Hang on to that A material. You're doing all the material now.
Sorry.
8 o'clock hour. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. We got Bob's Pizza Palace on 7 Mile in the house, and we're enjoying it on Detroit's 1130 WDFM, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?